What's good, fuckers and fuckettes? This is Gemini Mo Show. This is the first episode of the Gemini Mo Show. It's probably going to be butt cheeks, so just bear with me here. I'm obviously the host, Gemini Mo. I want to shout out everybody that has supported me up until this point. You know, family, friends. I also want to shout out all fucking five people that are listening to this shit. And I also want to shout out the haters. Thank you guys for slobbering on my fucking dick. This shit makes me feel great. Speaking of haters, I was at the gas station the other day. And I'm pumping gas, right? And then I finish and I'm trying to leave. And you know how people be waiting for you to like get out, so they either like park in front of you or behind you. I'm trying to get out and this bitch is in front of me. So, and I honk at her like three times, the bitch won't move. Obviously, if you want the station that I'm at, you gotta wait for me to leave first. So I wrote on my window and I'm like, "Hey bitch, move." And the first thing she says is, "Go fuck yourself." And I'm like, "Okay." I immediately get pissed, and let me tell you guys why. I didn't get pissed. I did get pissed that she told me to go fuck myself, but not because she said that, because I'm going to go home and fuck myself anyway, so it doesn't matter. But why I got so mad was she told me to go fuck myself. Like, you got to come with a better insult than that if you're going to hurt my feelings. Like, you got to call me a fucking terrorist, a brown piece of shit, a fucking camel jockey, all types of shit. But like, as all this is going through my head, she's still leaning out the window looking at me, and so I'm like, okay. So I'm like, if you don't move your fucking car, I'm going to get out and impregnate your old white ass. And this lady's like in her 50s or 60s. She's old as fuck. Old white lady. So I'm like, I'm going to get out and impregnate the fuck out of you, bitch. And the face that she gave me was just fucking hilarious. She automatically rolled up her window, fucking put her car in drive, and just left the fucking gas station. She just left. But yeah, that's a little insight into my fucking goofy ass life. But enough with the goofy ass shit. First thing I want to start off is, with everything that's going on right now, like the racial divide that's going on in this country is fucking insane. It's crazy that the society we live in, saying Black Lives Matter is a fucking political statement. Like, are you motherfuckers stupid? And the All Lives Matter fuckers, like, I'm gonna get to y'all later, but I just want to start off by saying I support my black brothers and sisters through anything. Like, I'm here. I'm shutting the fuck up. Whatever y'all need from me, I'm gonna do it. Whether that's protesting, donating, you know, spreading the word on social media, all that shit. I just think, it's so hard right now because there's so much shit going on. I really just think that everybody else needs to shut the fuck up, and we need to hear them out and ask them what they need and try to help them and support them. Like, us other races need to support the black people because, like, the shit's unfair for them. Like, it's for real. Like, I didn't realize how bad it was until I got, you know, profiled by police. I'm gonna tell y'all this story. I was working at a clothing store. I used to work at a clothing store, and I'm outside on the phone. I'm wearing all black. It's in the middle of the night. I'm not in a good area and I'm not in a bad area. It's like in the middle, and I'm on the phone with some girl, and a cop rolls up, like two big ass white cops roll up in a car, and I'm in front of the store on the phone. I'm like by the sidewalk. There's a street that goes right past it. And he says, "Give me your ID." And I said, "For what? I didn't do anything. I'm just standing here on the phone. What do you need my ID for?" He says, "Just give me your ID." I was like, "I'm not giving you shit." So he puts the car in park. Both of these two big-ass white cops come out. They fucking throw me up on the wall. They take my phone, and then they take my wallet out, and then they look at my wallet. They look at my ID, and then they, like, throw it back at me, and they're like, "Get the fuck inside." And I'm like, "What the fuck did I even do? I didn't do shit." Like, the whole time I'm saying I didn't do shit. And they're like, "There's somebody that committed a crime down the street fitting your description, and we thought it was you." I'm like, "Motherfucker, I work here." They're just like, get your ass back inside. So even though it's happened to me, and it's on a much smaller scale, like, I wasn't shot, even though they pushed me on the wall, they didn't hurt me physically. So even though it's a much smaller scale, I understand what they're going through, and it's just like, you can't understand unless you are that, you know. You can't tell them how to feel about shit. You can't tell them what's right, what's wrong. They know that. We just have to support them and figure out what they need. Like, this shit is crazy out here. And the motherfuckers that killed Breonna Taylor still have not been brought to justice. Like, that's some bullshit. Like, they just need to catch those. Not even catch them, because they know who they are. They know they're fucking cops. They just haven't done shit about it. Like, they just, I don't know. This shit is fucked up out here. And the fucking pansy that's running the country is not making it any better either. But like I said, I support y'all. My black brothers and sisters, y'all tell me what you need, and I'm there. I'm willing to support whatever y'all need. It doesn't matter to me. And all you motherfuckers, stop being racist out there, because I hate nothing more than a fucking racist motherfucker. So if I see somebody out here being racist, I'm beating their ass. This is what it is. It's up with me now. Like, it's, and all you All Lives Matter motherfuckers, like, how are y'all so fucking stupid? That's like saying, oh, let's say I cut my leg and I can't walk, and then some motherfucker says, oh, well, my leg matters too, so that doesn't matter. Like, no, you stupid fucking bitch. If black lives don't matter, then any of the lives don't matter, you know? Like, that shit, it's so fucking retarded to me. Like, y'all are stupid. Shut the fuck up. Like, just shut the fuck up. You're stupid. All right, let's see what's next on this. I have some shit written down here, so bear with me. My fucking head rang the garbage, so I can't read this shit. Yes. The fucking, if we didn't have enough shit to deal with, if it's not the fucking coronavirus, and if it's not racism, fucking Karens, like, they're, y'all don't know that there is a war on Karens out here. Like, these bitches are fucking crazy. They're not wearing masks. They're calling the managers and shit. Like, bitch, you want to speak to my fucking manager? I know why y'all mad. And it's not because of my customer service. Bitch, y'all mad because y'all pussy stink, all right? You don't need to speak to my manager. You need to speak to a fucking gynecologist. That's what you need to do. Bitches be walking around here with their pussy stinking and shit. Can I talk to your manager? No, bitch, you can't. Fuck. Fucking, you charge me too much for these grapes. Like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of here, there's a whole ass virus and you worried about these fucking grapes, bitch. Whatever. Speaking of that, coronavirus, the pandemic, that's what I call it. Shit is crazy out here. Motherfuckers coming up off unemployment and shit. People dying. Like, this shit's no joke. Like, there's a whole ass virus out here. Motherfuckers acting like it's nothing. Like, stay in your fucking houses. Like, it's not that hard. Yeah, like, working from home and having to stay home and not being able to go out. Yeah, it's hard, but fucking, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, stay your ass home. It's either that or fucking die. Like, are you stupid? And all these anti-maskers and shit. Like, bitch, are you fucking stupid? Since when is not wearing a mask a fucking public statement? Like, bitch, are you fucking stupid? I seen a video the other day of some bitch in Home Depot talking about, oh, I don't wear a mask because white power. Bitch, I'll smack the shit out your ass. You better put on that fucking mask. People are just so fucking stupid out here. Like, it's just fucking disgusting ass behavior. Like, I wish some bitch would come at me on that type of bullshit. Y'all bitches lucky my parents raised me right, because I wouldn't smack you, but y'all be making a motherfucker get close, I'm telling you. Because it's just crazy out here. Like, I'm an essential worker. I work at a grocery store, so I see all types of fuckery. Like, motherfuckers be wearing gas masks out here. No mask. Fucking. I seen a bitch the other day. She had her hand over her face and over her mouth and walking in like that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, at least, if you don't have a mask, first of all, you're fucking stupid. There's a mask on every fucking corner now. But you can put your shirt over your face at least, or get a bandana or like a scarf or something. Don't put your hand over your face. Like, bitch, are you fucking stupid? What the fuck is wrong with you? If us essential workers didn't have to do with so much shit, like, you want to be a Karen about like masks and shit, like, get the fuck out of here. I'm so tired of this shit. I am so tired of this shit. This coronavirus is gonna fuck us up for a long time. That's what people don't realize. Like, there's gonna be, even when this virus is gone, the shit that it's doing to the economy and like with people, like the death toll and shit, like, it's gonna fuck us up for a long time. Like, it's gonna be, I was watching the news, big fucking mistake, I hate watching the news, but people are saying that, like, it's going to fuck up the economy for a long-ass time. Like, it's going to be worse than the recession in 2008, which is fucking insane. Like, people closing down, losing their jobs. Small businesses are being fucked. Like, all types of crazy shit. Like, and not to mention, like, being in the quarantine and all that. Like, people having to be on their phones all the, like, even though they're already on their phones all the time. But people, it's like, our society is coming more and more and more intertwined with technology to where shit is fucking, it's gonna be insane. Like, motherfuckers, if you think people had problems with their phones before this, like, imagine it after. Like, now, motherfuckers, that's like all they do all day, scrolling, posting shit, like, doing stupid ass shit. Like, it's just crazy. That's like, it's gonna be like some, Elon Musk was talking about fucking putting chips in motherfuckers' brains and shit, downloading information like on some Matrix shit. Like, eventually, I think this shit is gonna make us one step closer to being intertwined with technology. Like, it's like our society. It's just fucking insane out here. Oh my god. It's just a whole bunch of fucking nastiness out here. Let's see what's next. Yes. Y'all probably heard about that Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion story. Like, allegedly, she was shot, and allegedly, Tory Lanez was the gunman. First of all, I want to start this off by saying, Meg Thee Stallion, I hope you're okay. I'm praying for you. You should be not... She's too rich and famous to be going through this type of shit. And they were in the Hollywood Hills, like at fucking Kylie Jenner's house or some shit. First of all, anywhere you go, if you're that rich and famous and that fucking beautiful, if I might say, you need to have a bodyguard. You need to have a bodyguard. Even if it's just a fucking Kylie Jenner's house. Doesn't matter. And Tory Lanez allegedly shot her over dispute. She was trying to leave and he didn't want her to leave, I guess. But I want to start this off by saying, Tory, I love you. You're great. I love all your music, but not to sound like too much of a dick writer, but I know that she's like a foot taller than you, but you can't be out here shooting women, especially if they're trying to leave. Like, I get it. Girls might get you to that point where you say, bitch, I'm going to shoot you, but actually doing it's another thing. Like, putting hand... I got three sisters. Like, I wouldn't even want to think about somebody doing that shit to them, but putting hands on a female is a no-no. Shooting a female? That's some crazy-ass shit. Like, you cannot be out here doing that. I don't know why he had a gun. I don't see Tory as that type of street dude, that type of gangster. Like, he doesn't need to be on that type of gangster shit. But, yeah, just have security. Don't be fucking shooting women. If you actually did it, just have security. Like, motherfuckers be thinking, like, if you have security, you're a bitch. No, you're not. You're being smart. You're so fucking rich and high profile and famous. Like, you can't be having a gun like that. Like, if you're in some real street shit, then yeah, okay, I can see you having a gun. But you're not. You're in the fucking Hollywood Hills. Like, you're at fucking Kylie Jenner's house. Just have a bodyguard. That's all you gotta do. And if a girl wants to leave, let her fucking leave. It's all right. You know how many girls you can pull being that rich and that famous? That's some bullshit. I personally, from what I've seen, Tory Lanez, like, interviews, music, I can't see him shooting a female, but if he did it, that's fucked up. Like, we might have to cancel Tory off that shit, because that's some crazy ass shit. Let's see what's next on the docket here. The Will and Jada shit and August Alsina, quote unquote, entanglement with August Alsina. So, supposedly, a little background on the story, supposedly, even though I don't believe it, supposedly, Will and Jada were having some trouble, and Will was supposedly done with her ass. So, she started fucking August Alsina, which is a quote-unquote entanglement. Bitch, that's not an entanglement. You were fucking. His dick is inside of you. You're fucking. That's not an entanglement. The only thing that was entangled was his dick and your pussy, all right? But anyways, they start fucking. August Alsina goes on a fucking simp tour, trying to promote his album and saying that he was basically fucking Jada Pinkett Smith, which, honestly, I don't blame him claiming that body. I don't blame him, because Jada Pinkett Smith is fucking beautiful as shit, but you can't be out here on a simp tour like that. Like, that's some bullshit. And they did, like, a little red table talk shit. Will and Jada, they're, like, explaining their side of the story, basically, how she felt. Like, she was lost and hurt, so she wanted to fuck somebody else, okay? And Will is apparently taking her back. But, see, with the problem with all this shit, my cynical brain doesn't believe all this shit. And I'll tell you why. I think, first, let me preface this off. I think it's all promo for, because Jada Pinkett Smith's got, like, a podcast, like the Red Table Talking shit. I think it's all promo for that and, like, trying to hype that up. Because now, like, everybody's going to be tuned into that shit after, because she did an interview. They were talking to each other on the Red Table Talk, basically. So I just think it's promo. I think it's promo for her podcast. I think she wants more listeners to her podcast. I think Will and Jada are actually closet swingers and they didn't want people to know, and then they seen this motherfucker August Alsina come out with this simp tour and shit trying to promote his album. And I haven't listened to his album, I've just been watching the fuckery, but that's because I like fuckery. But I don't listen to August Alsina like that, so I'm not trying to listen to his shit even after all this. I just think it's messy as fuck. I think she should have made him sign like an NDA or some shit, but he went on the simp tour. Will and Jada are being the closet swingers that they are. I think they're like, fuck, this motherfucker fucked up our shit. Like, he's putting our shit out on Front Street. So they had to go out and say their side of the story and shit like that. That's what I think it is, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just stupid. Let's see what's next on here. My boy Kanye. I just want to preface this by saying, Kanye, I think you're a fucking musical genius. I like your shoes too. Some of them, not all of them. I like 20% of your shoes. Some of that shit's fucking dog shit. But Kanye saying he wants to run for president. First of all, they were saying he didn't fill out the documents. He didn't have a party. Now he filled out the documents. He has a party. I think his party is called the birthday party, like on some stupid ass shit. First of all, I want to say, Kanye, shut your ass up. Like, you are not, nobody's going to vote for your ass. Like, he just had a rally the other day. He started crying. He's talking about all types of shit. Like, he's trying to protect his daughter. Like, first of all, the motherfucker showed up in a fucking bulletproof vest saying security and all types of weird shit. Like, and nobody's wearing a mask in that motherfucker. But he had a rally. He was saying all types of crazy shit that he wants to fucking give everybody with a baby money. And all types of like crazy ass shit. Like you guys can go, the video's online, y'all can watch it. But he's spewing all types of crazy shit. He's crying, he's saying that Kim's trying to lock him up and on some get out shit. I just think this motherfucker's off his meds again. He's saying some crazy ass shit, and not to mention he has a fucking album coming out like later this week or next week or some shit like that. So I think it's just Kanye is a promotional genius, so I think he's just trying to get some attention, get some eyes looking at him for his album, so his album does really good. I just think this motherfucker needs to stick to music and stick to clothes and shoes. Even though I got some strong opinions about his clothes, I seen some shit on Instagram the other day. It was some bitch model for him. It was like some skinny ass white girl. And she's wearing like this big ass puffy jackets, like, you know, the winter jackets. She was wearing like a big fucking oversized puffy jacket. She looked like a fucking full size floaty and shit. It was fucking dog shit. Like all his clothes, I really don't like. I think it's just like, it's gilding shit that he's overpricing for. He's taxing for that shit. I would never buy it, but whatever. I just think he needs to stay, I'm rambling here, but I just think he needs to stay on clothes and shoes and music. Like, that's Kanye and all those, you're a fucking genius. You're not cut out for politics. Don't let Donald Trump's bitch ass fool you. You're not cut out for politics. Like, we're not doing this. Like, I'm not voting for you. I love your music, especially your older shit. Your newer shit's kind of mid, but I love your music. Stick to music. You're a fucking musical genius. Stick to the shoes. You're a billionaire off that shit now. Like, stick to that shit. Like, why do you want to throw your head in politics? Obviously, you're not mentally stable enough to be the fucking president. Neither is fucking Donald Trump. So I just think he needs to shut his crazy ass up, get back in that, on those meds, get back to fucking rehab or whatever the fucking, the loony bin and shit, and just sit down and fucking stick to that shit. That's all I gotta say about that. Let's see what else I got in here. Oh yeah, he's doing a collaboration with Gap too. He used to work there back in the day. I think that's gonna be awesome. I don't really have an opinion formed on that yet. Supposedly it's supposed to be like a very lucrative deal for him. It's supposed to be like a 10-year deal or some shit. I'm gonna wait till the clothes come out and see, but I'm guessing they're gonna be overpriced, gilded and shit. But if they're nice, I'll fuck with it. But you know, like, I just think he needs to focus on that type of stuff, like the music and the business side, his company. I think he needs to focus on all that and just sit down, shut the fuck up. Let's see what else we got in here. What else? What else we got on here? Bear with me. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. This back to the virus shit, okay? I know I'm jumping around all over the place, but that's just how my brain works. Like, I'm just fucking half dyslexic and shit. But this virus shit, like, y'all motherfuckers that still be out here on Tinder, like, Grindr, whatever the fuck you're into, it doesn't matter to me. Gay, straight, like, that shit doesn't bother me. Like, I don't discriminate. But y'all can't be out here fucking like you used to during this fucking, this pandemic. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, if you can catch it through your mouth, your nose, and they're saying your eyes now and shit, like, you should not be fucking. No condom is going to stop you from getting the Rona. Just because I got a boner does not mean I'm going to get the Rona, all right? I'm not going over to no females' houses. I'm not meeting up with no females anymore. Now, before this, I would have been all over that shit, but during this, I got older parents. I got a grandma. I'm not trying to do all this shit. Like, you could still, I'm not sure, but I'm sure you can catch I think you can catch the Rona through your dick hole. It's still an orifice. It's still where germs and particles can come in. I'm not trying to catch no shit through my dick hole, so I'm chilling out on that. But after this shit is over, after the vaccine, and I'll make sure people get vaccinated. Oh, it's Return to the Mac, baby. I'm back out. I'm back active. But for now, no, I can't do that shit like that. Even protected, like, I'm not... Even kissing, I'm not kissing nobody. I ain't getting close to nobody. Like, I'm not doing none of this shit. You motherfuckers need to chill the fuck out. And if you're on that type of shit, do not come around me. I'm not chilling with nobody. I'm not going out anymore. I'm going to work, and I'm coming home. That's it. That's about it. Like, y'all motherfuckers, like... Even though it's high and they're saying, oh, no, the heat kills. No, the government doesn't know shit about this virus. Every day they come out with something, they say something, then they contradict it the next day. Like, the government still doesn't know shit. They're saying, oh, no, the heat kills the virus. Look at the fucking West Coast. They're having a second surge and it's hot as fuck. Like, Arizona. Like, look at all the hotspots. Arizona, Texas. Like, the government doesn't know shit. So you guys out here acting like it's fucking... It's like a normal summer and shit, going to bars, parties. Like, y'all need to chill the fuck out. Don't come around me with that type of bullshit, because I'm going to shut that shit down. Like, don't invite me no bars. Don't invite me no parties. I'm not going to no kickbacks. Bitch, I'm kicking back on my couch. I ain't going nowhere. Like, that type of shit is dead to me. Like, once all that shit's over, okay. And I'm going to slowly reacclimate to that. But you guys need to chill the fuck out with that shit, because it's still going up. And if you don't, it's going to be a second surge, and then we're going to be on lockdown for even longer. So... I just think people need to chill the fuck out and just fucking focus on their shit. Focus on being fucking healthy and shit. Not really any news of sneakers. Probably. The only thing I want to touch on is you motherfuckers reselling the SBs. Like, first of all, fuck y'all. Because I want to get some, but it's so fucking expensive now because everybody and their mom wants to get some shit. So I think the emergence of resellers now is just... It's insane. All that bot shit. All people... buying 10, 15 pairs at one fucking time with bots and shit and then reselling them. Like, fuck y'all. Honestly, fuck y'all. Like, I think... I've been into sneakers since maybe, I want to say, 2011, 2012. And even back then, like, yeah, that's kind of late to get in sneakers. But now all the motherfuckers, like, now that it's mainstream and everybody's getting into it, it's just a lot of people trying to profit off of it. People that don't even really give a fuck about the shoes. Like, I really give a fuck about the shoes. Like, if I get it... If I get it and I don't like it and I sell it, that's one thing, okay? But if I really like the shoes, like, I have an emotional attachment to my fucking shoes. So if I get them, I'm going to rock them and I'm going to wear them. Like, I'm not getting them to flex on anybody. I'm not getting them to fucking do this and do that. I'm getting them because I love them and I like wearing them. Like, I'm not trying to resell. I'm not trying to make this shit a business. Like, a lot of these motherfuckers that be coming in the shoe shit, they be trying to buy shit just to sell it or, excuse me. Oh, this shoe is going to sell good. Oh, this, and that. Like, no, bitch. I get it. It's a fucking business and it's profitable and it's smart for people to get in it. But for me, it's something else. It's like, I love it. They're a piece of art to me. I want to wear it and I basically put them on a pedestal. Like, if I have a big ass shoe wall that I just display all my shoes just because I love looking at them. I love wearing them. I don't want to sell them. They're not like a piece of... They're a piece of art to me, basically. They're not something I feel like I can make money off of and all that type of shit. Like, no, I'm not doing that shit. But I think that's it for the first episode. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. My apologies. This shit was fucking ass, but it's my first episode, so I'm still getting used to this shit. Subscribe to my shit on the Anchor app. Listen to my shit. Share it with your friends if you really like it. Oh, this is kind of short. It's like, what, 24 minutes, 25 minutes. Yeah, just listen to it. Let me know if I can do anything better. What you guys want to hear in the next one. Share it. Fucking post it. Help me out. I'm trying to get some fucking listeners off this shit so I can make money. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, thank you for listening if you even fucking made it this far. Shout out to all the 10 people that made it this far. And yeah, that was the Gemini Mo Show. Next episode gonna come out next week. I don't know exactly when because I have a fucking full-time job. But yeah, that's it for the first episode. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate all of you. All the family supporters, I love you. Thank you. And like I said earlier, the haters keep slobbing on my dick. It makes me feel great. Without y'all, I wouldn't be shit. So please keep motivating me. But don't forget the balls. Please suck on the balls too. Thank you.